it'll keep them from getting so submerged. He doesn't have the bureaucracy that they have. And there was like him. They're all, you know, far-seeing guys. But he's going to get in, the scientists and everybody else in here, and probably do some things.
That's good.
But I get him in charge when I talk to him. I think he was really quite impressed by that. Well, not impressed, but he was surprised that I knew, you know, had a feeling about, you know, making big breakthroughs in science and other things. I said, Scott, man, we're doing all these usual things on the Monday. Why, I want a breakthrough. Lee talked a lot of these goddamn things. He says, oh, what about my conversation with my wife? I have changed the thing on land. And he's kind of, it's just out of his mind, because he loves land.
And
that's why I want to pay attention to land. Go in there. It'll be a problem because he wants all the left wingers in, because, and basically he's looking, not because they're left, but because he wants bright people.
Oh, well, it's just
the right people and all the left.
It's just like Moynihan, who was charged up, wanted to do things and all, you know, and the only other people who do are
says yes, 48, 27.
basically the same as in March before the thaw. We had an
house
in March. We had 38, 40.
How much reason that I didn't?
Well, no,
there's still a hell of a lot of people, even in Gallup, don't want to admit it. See my point? There's still a hell. It's the word comments. Covert.
But they all ask. They all say comments. Harrison Gallup will say it too. This is interesting. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the so-called salt talks that are being held between the United States and Russia? That's all we give. Yes, 29, no, 70.
Oh, Henry, exactly.
Yep. In 1970, we asked the same question. Basically, we put in Vienna and Helsinki then to help, and there it was yes, 18, no, 79. 29, 70.
Jesus Christ.
When you just call it salt talk.
Yeah.
Then of the 29, we said, what are these talks, the ones who said yes, they haven't heard about it, we said, what are these talks about as you understand it? One of the 29 said strategic arms limitation, 1%. 13% said limiting arms or weapons. So 14%, or half of the 29, could identify them correctly. The rest said arms or something else or I don't know. So only half of them correct.
Salt or say we just got to get it. Well, you know, I don't use the term.
What this really says is that only about 15% of the people know what the salt talks are.
Sure.
That's what it says.
That's a good one.
Then we said, of the 29 who were aware of, do you believe these talks are making progress or aren't they? 33 yes, 38 no, and 29 no. That didn't get through. Now, have you seen, heard, or read about President Nixon's recent initiative regarding U.S.-Russian discussions of nuclear arms limitations? Yes, 38. No, 59. So we did get some through.
38 to 59. That's all that was on the news. Just think of how low it is.
Right.
How little it's all is.
Then do you approve or disapprove of the President's initiative? 71% of the 38 approve. 16.
38.
Yeah. The others don't know about it. This is interesting. In your opinion, is it important for the U.S. to keep ahead of the Russians in military strength, or doesn't it matter if we fall behind the Russians?
Good.
75% keep ahead, 17 it doesn't matter, and 8 no opinion.
Good. I'm glad to put that in.
And this is another interesting one. Which of these phrases best describes your overall attitude toward our armed services in general? We'd asked this question in 69. Same question. Very favorable, moderately favorable, half and half, moderately unfavorable, very unfavorable. And now the favorables total 45. In 69 they totaled 68. The half and half was 18 in 69, it's now 33. And the unfavorables were 9 and now 14. So it hasn't moved very strongly to unfavorable, but it sure dropped a chunk of the favorable. And the very favorable went from 34 to 21. The moderately favorable from 34 to 24.
Now that's an awful lot of questions to put in one poll.
We can do
them.
Then, to which of these two should government policy give the highest priority? Reducing unemployment or fighting inflation?
Fighting all that.
Unemployment, 31. Inflation, 33. Both. 30. No opinion, 6. We didn't ask them. We didn't give them both as an option. We just said, which of these two should they do?
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, a third said inflation, a third said unemployment, a third said both. Even so.
I tell you one thing this shows, though. My color with the mass media and all the rest, don't overestimate what the people learn. Now, Saul, Henry thinks, I shouldn't talk about Henry because half the other people in the staff,
everybody here thinks.
Colson, Craig, he thought he said, everybody knows about
this. I thought Ray got more than this.
Great thing, everybody knows about this announcement you made. And I went out, I did it with maximum impact. I was
heat also, we want trial heat.
We were heavily calling on this before.
Trial heat against Muskie, it's now 41-35-14.
This shows us the...
Way ahead, 6 points. Our last phone call, and that was in April, and then it was 41-35-14, exactly the same. But our poll, our field poll, you know, personal interest poll was 38-40-12.
Yeah, 2 months behind. But phone calls are not considered as accurate, and not as accurate, but aren't they more loaded for the rich people? They don't, that's an argument.
He doesn't think so. I mean, they say they balance it, so it's not. Against Kennedy, it's 41-39-12. Kennedy runs stronger than Muskie.
What was the last time on that?
On the phone, it was 43-38-12. Yeah. 45-34-12.
He's the leaders.
Before it was 44-36-14. The same. It's not really much change.
Don't you think actually that
no statistical significant change?
Don't you think something that's not right on this score of the time? But you have a feeling basically they just got it on maintaining. But that is Jackson. Jackson.
Really? Yeah. Will Jackson go on the table?
Oh, yes, yes. Sure. And he's his brother's campaign. He's an action chairman.
Yeah.
I think he is a Catholic. I recall.
Okay.
Ms. Woods, please. Check.